Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we have come to Holy Week, we recognize, O God, again, all that you have done to make life better for us. And O God, we thank you in the humblest way we know for sending your son Jesus to earth and for all of the sacrifices that he made so that we could come to know you, God, as the only true and living God, so that we could realize that Jesus Christ is the only unique Son of God, and so that we could have the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, living on the inside of us, all of us who are saved. Thank you, Lord. And as we're in the middle of Holy Week, we think about Jesus. We think about how he became the substitutionary sacrifice for us. We just thank you. And then, Lord, I thank you for this person I'm privileged to pray with and for. And I pray, oh God, that as they're dealing with the difficulties of life, I pray, Father, that they will be reminded that Jesus went through far more and far worse. And regardless to how bad it is, oh God, allow them to put it in perspective. And allow for gratefulness and a thankfulness to enter to their heart, mind, and spirit. So that, O God, whatever their current loads are, whatever their current burdens are, will cease to be because the power of the resurrection has afforded us so many blessings, privileges, and so many abilities, oh God. But I pray that you would be with this person today. I pray, oh God, that you would bless them and their families. I pray, oh God, for their health right now. We rebuke all forms and kinds of sickness, disease and dis-ease in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for good health for this person. I pray, Father, for a great future for this person in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father, for a constant reminder, Father, of your goodness, that they will know that every morning they have brand new mercies and a brand new day that you've given. Thank you, God, for giving us hope and the promise of a great future. Thank you, God. Be with this person and their families all throughout this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Have a good day today. Always remember Jesus. Keep him on your mind, especially in the midst of Holy Week. And just have a good day by choice. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, this is a good time to do that. This is a good time to do it. And all you have to do is acknowledge that you need him and believe that he is the only begotten Son of God, and that he died and rose again after having been dead for 3 days. If you can confess it because you believe it, then the Bible says you shall be saved. Accept Christ today and you become my brother in Christ, my sister in Christ. And you and I then will have the same joy that Jesus had on resurrection morning. You have a joy that the world didn't give you and a joy that the world could not take away. I'd love to hear from you or hear of you. And I ask that before you let this prayer fade into oblivion, would you please send it to the persons whom you think may need it, may need a little moment with God. Be a blessing to them. And this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.